Jones, A.T. Wilcox, M.C. Irwin. Sunnyside, Kurrenbong, New South Wales, Australia. April 18, 1900. Dear brethren, it is not always best to meet the Sunday question in Parliament or among a large crowd of people, where are talented men and women who are moved by a power from beneath, inspired with Satan's venomous spirit. When the Seventh-day Adventists at the heart of the work show uncorrupted principles, when the Word of God, straight as an arrow, goes to the mark to kill the unjust and unholy principles which are so displeasing to the Lord, then God can bless His people. But God's favor will not be restored until decided work is done to cleanse our institutions from the evils existing in them. When this work is done, it will be shown by the softening, subduing influence of the Spirit of God, which will teach men how to use pen and voice with the eloquence Christ had when He was upon this earth. But stay your pen and voice in judging and condemning others until that work is accomplished which God would have done in our very midst, lest the leprosy of Gehazi come upon the cause because of those who, while handling sacred things, are mingling the sacred and the common. God is dishonored, and the whole work is marred and retarded. For God will not serve with man's selfishness and unholy principles. Let Jesus come in and cleanse the temple from all fraud and injustice. Then we shall know how to work for such bodies as the W. Please read the 19th chapter of 1 Kings. Jezebel sent a message unto Elijah, saying, "So let the gods do to me, and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them tomorrow about this time." But when he saw that, he arose and went for his life, and came to Beersheba, which belongeth unto Judah. Verses 2, 3. However bold and successful and courageous the people of God may have been in doing a special work, unless they constantly look to God and continue to have confidence in the work He has given them, they will lose their courage. After God has given them a wonderful revelation of His power, bracing them up to do His work, circumstances will arise to test their faith, and they will fail unless they trust implicitly in the Lord. Thus it was with Elijah. He had, by the help of God, defeated the prophets of Baal. But he was disappointed as to the results of the manifestation of God. Under the threats of the wicked queen, he lost his courage and his faith. He lost sight of Him in whose keeping he was, and without being sent, he fled for his life. He was terribly depressed, for he had hoped much from the miracle wrought before the people. Had Elijah, knowing he had done the divine will, maintained his confidence in God, had he made God his refuge and strength, standing steadfast and immovable for the truth, the impression made upon the king and the people would have wrought a reformation. Elijah had been braced for trial under the inspiration of God, but when Jezebel's threatening message was brought to him and shouted in his ear, awakening him from a deep sleep, he lost his hold on God. He had been exalted above measure, and the reaction was tremendous. This was the time when he should have had courage in the Lord, showing a living, active faith. He should not have fled from his post of duty. God had given him a wonderful manifestation of His power to assure him that He would not forsake him, that His power was wholly sufficient to sustain him, for He was the Lord of the powers of heaven and earth. But Elijah forgot God and fled. He went to Beersheba, and going a day's journey into the wilderness, sat down under a juniper tree. And he requested for himself that he might die, and said, "It is enough, now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers. And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, an angel touched him, and said unto him, Arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baken on the coals, and a cruse of water beside his head. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time, and touched him, and said, Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. Verses 4-7. My heart melts within me as I read the words of Holy Writ, and see the interest that the heavenly family has in the faithful servants of the Most High. And he arose, and did eat and drink, and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. Verse 8. And he came hither unto a cave, and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said unto him, What doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away. Verses 9-10. And he said, Go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains, and brake in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. And it was so, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle, and went out, and stood in the entering in of the cave. Verses 11-13. His petulance was silenced. The Lord desired him to understand that boisterous, noisy elements are not always producers of the best results. The still small voice could subdue and soften and accomplish great things. And behold, there came a voice unto him, and said, What doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away. Verses 13-14. The Lord convinced Elijah that the wrongdoers would not always go unpunished. He told him to go to the land of Horeb and appoint 3 persons who were to fulfill the Lord's purpose in punishing idolatrous Israel. All working in different ways, these 3 were to avenge the controversy God had with Israel. Then he who knows the hearts of all men corrected the impression held by Elijah that he was the only one left who was true to the worship of God. I have left me, God said, 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which hath not kissed him. Verse 18. The Lord desired to teach his servant that it is not the thing which makes the greatest show, the most powerful representation, that is the most successful in doing his work. It is not always the most powerful presentation by pen or voice that accomplishes the most good.